One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of our conversation about the ghostly guests of the Copper Queen Hotel. A conversation with Jenna Lampinen. Do you think the dark energy in there, would that have or could it have anything to do with the older man, the ghost with the top hat and the black cape?
So it really could, because the smoking man, and I don't, so there's kind of, how do I say it even? The other most haunted room, in my opinion, is 401, and that's the no-name room. There's actually not technically a name assigned to that room, so a lot of people don't even know that it is, like, one of the most haunted rooms, if not the most haunted room in the hotel. And I kind of have a theory that that's kind of like the smoking man's room. And he goes around in and out of the room and around the hallways, you know, with his cigars. And he definitely has a much darker energy. And that would kind of make sense because their rooms are only a couple apart. Billy's and 401, I mean.
Obviously, this older smoking man, he's been seen then, because, I mean, you wouldn't pick up on a top hat and cape unless someone has seen an apparition.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people see him. They see a man in black with the top hat, a tall man. And people seem to say they see that all over the hotel. And I've even had someone tell me they've seen him in the Gulch. So I don't know if it's true or not that he actually leaves the hotel or not, but it's definitely an interesting theory, and I have stayed in 401, too, probably longer than any other room in the hotel, so I mean, to me, that room is the most haunted, because when I was in there, the door would always open and shut by itself, and, like, actually, the handle would actually turn and open slowly, and then shut quickly, like someone was coming in and out of the room. It's interesting because we had some women staying in there that we were here for kind of like a psychic convention going on. I asked them when I came into the room, you know, what have you guys experienced anything yet after staying for one night? And they told me the same exact things that I experienced there. So that kind of shocked me, kind of like confirmed to me that I wasn't the crazy one, that mm-hmm. other people are, are experiencing the same exact things. So those things would be the door opening and closing by itself. So it would, the doorknob would literally turn and the door would open slowly and then shut quickly, like someone was going in and out of the room. And that would happen all throughout the day, if unless you lock the door, of course. But then it'll do a weird little rattling thing if you lock it too.
So, almost like they're trying to get in.
Yeah, like, damn it, you locked me in. So, and then the other thing, and this is really creepy, but they told me that they experienced, and I definitely, it felt good actually to hear them confirm it to me, but that they felt watched. They felt like they were watched specifically in the bathroom and in the shower. And when I was in that room, I felt like a very creepy male energy, specifically like in the bathroom or watching me in the shower. And I can't really even explain the feeling and why it felt like this to me, but it almost felt like someone was pressing their face and their hands up against the shower curtain while I showered.
Oh, that is a really, really creepy feeling.
Yeah. I mean, it really felt like there was someone breathing down your neck right there watching you. And it felt like a, not a nice energy. It felt like a, you know, like a male dominance kind of energy. It's very specific, you know, I don't feel that in any other room, not at all. And apparently a lot of people do feel that in there. And that's in the ghost logs a lot. That room is written about so much in the ghost logs at the front desk. One person said they went into that room. And when they went into that room, there was the imprint of someone jumping on the bed, but you know, no person there, but just the imprint of the bed going up and down, like someone was jumping on it. And then another person said when they went into that room, they opened the door to go in and every piece of furniture in the room flew up in the air and across the room from one side to the other.
Okay. Now that would be terrifying. That's something out of a horrific
like The Conjuring
horror movie. Yes. Yes. That's interesting to me because that it could go to such extremes.
Totally. I think most energies are actually much lighter. And that one isn't, you know, so when people ask for something, you know, a lot of people do, they specifically request the most haunted room. And that's the one that I would recommend if you want to really feel something or maybe even see something.
Because that could possibly be the work of the smoking man. Or that could also be something that's coming through, which is why you wouldn't have those kind of intense experiences all the time.
Totally, totally. There is a spirit portal in that room because of their two mirrors that are facing each other on either side of the room. So I don't know if that is adding to it, heightening it maybe. I'm not sure. But I do know in that room, and a lot of times on ghost tours and stuff, I will save this detail for last, but there was a death in that room. And it was actually an old owner of the hotel. I don't know how far back when, but he was a housekeeper walked in on him. How do I word it? Doing a maid, doing a housekeeper on the bed.
And
he was a married man. And when she opened the door and shrieked or whatever, he was so caught off guard that he actually died of a heart attack right there on the bed.
Oh. And how do you explain that to his wife?
Yeah, I don't know. you know, and that kind of explains the very creepy male energy, right?
Yes.
You know, and so that was interesting because, you know, I found that out after I had stayed and felt all those things.
And it would also explain why he's so attached to the hotel, because he ran the hotel. Might have
owned
it.
And you know, it's funny. Yeah, totally. And you know, what's funny too, is when we went into that room on a ghost hunt, one of the first ones I did, they were asking all these questions, like trying to get to the bottom of who he was, you know, what his name was and just details about him, because I like to, you know, I don't want to just share everything I know and then that influences how people feel mm-hmm. or think about it. So they were asking, you know, were you a very important man? And it was a big yes with the rods, you know. So, you know, he definitely thought of himself as a very important man there, and kind of explains why he stomps around the halls. It's weird, but I actually kind of try to tell that story not inside the room, because when I do, I feel like it actually makes him angry at me. And it's very weird, but I just feel like he really doesn't like me sharing that information. Like he's ashamed of it or something.
Probably. And that would be an interesting way to die. Now, on the ghost journals, have you looked back to see how far back these entries go? Is it kind of relatively recently, like in the last 5-10 years, or do they go way back quite a bit further?
No. I think it could go back even way further than this, but I'm pretty sure it goes back at least to the 90s.
So there's been activity in that building for a long time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you think that now that you're doing renovations, does that seem to have ramped it up at all?
No, I don't know. Not that I've noticed. I haven't spent the night in the hotel in a good while. But I still go into the rooms a lot and everything. I don't know. I don't think it necessarily has. Maybe they're kind of being quiet because of all of the, you know, people walking around and work being done on rooms and whatnot. And I think that, and this applies for like ghost hunts too, when you have like a larger group of people around, it tends to quiet down the spirit because, you know, we as living beings are already, our energy is already a lot more than their delicate energies, mm-hmm. At least for most spirits in my experience. And when you have a big group of people like that and all their energies around and their excitement, sometimes it kind of dulls down the
yes.
spirits.
Yes.
At least our ability to pick up on them.
And we're all distracted. There's a lot going on. You're with a big group of people.
Yeah.
So you can't hone in on that.
Right. Yes. So the smaller the group, the better, really. Some people really come in and are shocked or scared to find out that it's haunted. And we even had people recently come and, you know, upon checking in, asked to leave and asked for a refund because they were like, we didn't know it was haunted. And it's like, well,
look around.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's such an old building. I mean, and not to go off too much on something else completely, but I mean, everywhere you go is haunted. Almost everywhere you go, there are spirits and energies around you. You know, it's just a lot more dense in a place that old.
Did they get their money back? Because I never thought of that before. This place is haunted. I want my money back.
No, because they had already checked into the room and everything. So it still had to be cleaned and everything.
I mean, I did have an experience once that made me leave a hotel at midnight.
Really?
So I am that person. I did not ask for money back, though. I just left. And the funny thing...
Yeah, and we have people like that, too. We've had definitely had people leave in the middle of the night.
So have you had a lot of people who have stayed there have experiences? And what are some of the ones that kind of got to you?
Really like the ones that are, you know, I haven't even heard people tell me directly their experiences. I know they tell the front desk a lot or write them in the book. So really those few in the book that I shared really creep me out, like the furniture flying around. And then I've read
yes.
about another one where a woman woke up in the middle of the night and there was a woman in white at the end of her bed reaching out to her.
Ooh.
And then when she flipped on the light, there was no one there. And I actually did a TikTok skit about that one. We have a like a TikTok copper.queen.hotel, and we do like skits of the stories. So I'll pick out the, you know, real guest stories from the book and kind of act them out.
I have got to watch that. That would be so fun.
I haven't made one in a while. I've been so busy, but it's a lot of fun.
Do you do investigations at all, or is it more people can come in, rent a room, and maybe do a ghost tour while they're there?
Yeah. So, I've had a lot of people ask if there's any rules applying to them conducting their own ghost hunt. And you're absolutely welcome to come and feel it for yourself and stay in a room and, you know, ghost hunt within your room in the common spaces. Or also I'll do private investigations that I'll lead, you know, like upon request, if there's like a group of people that want me as their tour guide, basically to take them around in different rooms, unoccupied rooms, and we'll go in each room and, you know, try to communicate with the spirits there. And I'll tell my own experiences and other stories as I go. So really just depends on what people are looking for. And we worked with Ghost Trip Invest out the whole fourth floor, because that's the most haunted floor, in my opinion, at least. And they like spent the whole night, going through the rooms and investigating, and they got some pretty cool, creepy stuff too. So yeah, go ahead and check them out too.
I think too, just to go to Bisbee would be really a fun trip, because you could do some paranormal tourism, if you will, mm-hmm. while you're there, you know, stay at the Copper Queen, but there, it just looks like such an old historic town that they've left that charm that was there at one time, rather than, you know, so often the storefronts, they put kind of what they did to your hotel, like drop the ceilings down, put carpeting over the beautiful wood floors. You know, they kind of, in the 60s and 70s, kind of got rid of a lot of the history, but it looks like Bisbee itself has embraced that history.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's a great little town to come, and people come from, you know, all the way from Phoenix, or sometimes even, you know, New Mexico and all over, to they come to Bisbee, and, you know, it's beautiful. You can walk up and down Main Street, and there's, you know, some really good little restaurants and stuff. Cafe Cornucopia has great fresh bread. And I mean, all kinds of shops to look at and different kinds of things. And it's a really interesting combination of, like, you know, the people here of like hippie people and cowboy people, and just it's a lot of fun. Everybody, it's a very art centered town, you know. People really like to express themselves, and it's really a fun town to visit for sure. And then, you know, of course we have the Copper Queen Hotel, and we have our swimming pool and stuff. So for the summer, you know, come stay and take a dip in the pool and go walk around town. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. June is a good time because we have a big pride event, and we block off the street, and we have a DJ out there, and then we have a pool party, because a lot of times it's hot. So we have a pool party during the day and like a street rave at night. And yeah, so I'm already working on planning Pride out right now. So it'll be a lot of fun.
You keep so busy.
I know. And then I have to start thinking about Halloween shortly after that, because Halloween, we also block off the street and have a huge party out there. And then for Halloween, I build a whole haunted maze inside the hotel. So I'll put inside the lobby, I have these black dividers, and I create a maze. And I decorate it with, you know, animatronics, and I make a whole graveyard and smoke machines and black lights and actors. And it's a lot of fun.
How cool. That would be so fun. Do you have it up for like a month or so, all of October?
I have it up for a week leading up to Halloween.
Okay.
As much as it takes a lot of my time and effort to put up, but I can't help it. It's like a big art project for me. I love it so much. And, you know, the kids that play different characters, creepy characters in it, they love it too. So that's like my favorite part, you know.
That would be so fun. Now, if somebody wants a haunted room, one of the particularly known to be haunted rooms, they can request that when they make a reservation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just call our front desk and, you know, ask a little bit about what the most haunted room is, or if, you know, if they can have the most haunted room. And you'll definitely probably be recommended to, you know, Billy's, Julia Lowell's, or 401.
Now, if they wanted to have some kind of a tour, a ghost tour or something, can they set that up with you when they call to make a reservation, or once they get there?
So you can either call and just ask about a private ghost tour and they'll put you in touch with me, or you can email info@copperqueen.com, or you can also email me directly, and that's jenna@copperqueen.com, J-E-N-N-A.
And the website they can go to for more information, that is it copperqueen.com?
Yeah, so our website is down right now. Actually, we're completely rebuilding it from scratch. It's a big project, too. Another big project going on. But hopefully that'll be up soon, too, our brand new website. So through that, you'll be able to hopefully maybe, you know, have a link to my email for ghost hunts. And then also we're going to include more about our wedding packages and stuff on our website. So,
and I'll put your email in the show notes so somebody can just find that super easy.
Yeah, please do. I mean, like I said, it's really probably my favorite thing out of all the things I do around there. I really love, you know, the ghosts and investigating, and it's just so much fun.
And it's kind of too, like, you've got this relationship with the building and the spirits that are there.
Oh yeah, because I've spent a lot of nights there, you know, and a lot of nights, because we don't, right now, we don't have 24-hour front desk. So overnight, you know, some nights it would really just be me in the hotel. You know, I'd walk around with my socks on when it, you know, years back when I would come and visit.
I just think it sounds amazing. I have to come visit sometime. I just think I'd love it.
Yeah, please do. Please come and visit. And, you know, I'm sure I'll think of more stories along the way if we do a little investigating, just me and you.
Okay, I'll try to be brave.
Oh, you got it.
I'll do my best.
Just as long as you always keep in mind that you are stronger and more powerful than anything around you by far, and you keep that firm belief, and also use your white light to protect you, you know, then you're fine.
Just don't put me in the room where the furniture was being thrown around. That's all I ask.
That's the best room.
That's a deal breaker for me.
My husband proposed to me in that room.
Oh.
When we were staying in that room, visiting Bisbee one time.
I think I'd have to just walk in that room and put my foot down and say, look, no throwing furniture around tonight. Everything stay in put. That's the one thing I ask. Just here's the way it's going to happen.
Yep. You can. You definitely can. Well, yeah. A lot of times I'll do a little ritual to lift the veil beforehand, and that'll definitely that increases the activity a lot. And then we'll go back downstairs and close the veil, and then, you know, nothing will follow you. You're safe and protected.
Yeah, because at your home, you don't feel like anything has followed you there.
No, except one time.
Oh no.
Okay, and this is why though. I had never used a Ouija board before, and an associate and I took the Ouija board up to Billy's room and decided to use it. And I don't know, I was always kind of just weirdly iffy about Ouija boards. I'm like, I don't know, for something about that creeps me out, even though I'm like the queen of creepy. But, you know, so we did the Ouija board, and actually it's kind of interesting because, you know, people were saying, oh, there's a dark energy in Billy's room. And we definitely picked up on that when we used the Ouija board in that room. It felt really hostile in there and just not good. Like almost like there was an invisible person standing above us, like screaming at the top of their lungs. Like, I don't know how
that's intense.
It's such a weird feeling. It just felt very intense. That's the perfect word, intense. So we quickly kind of packed up the board and left, and we didn't say goodbye to the Ouija board, which you always have to say goodbye. And that night we both just, I don't remember if she said she saw anything specifically or just felt very like uncomfortable, but I saw like dark kind of figures around my bed, like dark energy, like all surrounding my bed. And it was very, very, very unpleasant and creepy. And we went back the next day, said goodbye, closed the Ouija board, you know, the portal that it opened, I guess, or I don't even know how Ouija boards work specifically. I'm not an expert on that, but nothing happened after that. Like I didn't feel any darkness at home or even just around the hotel or anything. So always say goodbye when you use a Ouija board.
Well, this has been a fun conversation.
Yeah, I know. Please do come and visit. I mean, really,
I would love it.
Come anytime.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Copper Queen Hotel in Bisbee, Arizona. If you'd like information on staying at the hotel or paranormal investigations, contact Jenna Lampinen. You can email her at jenna@copperqueen.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, the archive, advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. Or you can also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. For all of us here at The Grave Talks, I'm Carol Hughes, and thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.